Nick, nice to go into the international break off the back of your second win of the season. What do you make of the boys' performance today?
It's fabulous to go into the international break on the back of a win. I make of the lads' performance, I thought it was excellent today, from back to front, from start to finish. Against a really well-organised team who came here and played six down the middle and the wing-backs. And, you know, they had a really good result at QPR last week, and it's hard to break down. And I think we've stood up to a real physical onslaught as well in the second half, which is really pleasing.
I hope there's no curse for Championship Player of the Month, because he's been a bit special the last few weeks, Grant, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. You think he'd be up there. I don't know if he's going to get it or not. I'm sure there's other players who've been playing well and scored goals. But, yeah, what a outstanding player he's been this month from the start, and what a great signing he's turning out to be.
Great technique and also very cool head. I sort of joked afterwards in commentary, I hate the way he snatches and panics at these things. It couldn't have been further from the truth, that.
Yeah, well, he got caught late on, didn't he? He said he should have scored when he got through late on, and that was him being really cool. But he was also shattered. But the goal, I mean, what a great technique. He's hardly any backlift and smashed it right in the corner of the net. So, yeah, a lovely goal.
And a clean sheet to boot as well. And you did tinker at the back. Adam dropped to the bench and Tommy came in. What was the thinking there?
It was a game for Tommy. I knew what sort of a game it was going to be. I did think Beckford would be up again. He's a cute one. Beckford, his back's in and nicks your space and plays off your shoulder. And I just wanted a bit more experience. I also knew as well that they've got Mackinock, the big fella, and Hugill, and they would use them. And there's no better head of the ball than Tommy Smith and Berra. I mean, Berra's been the outstanding defender for this last month. And it was a game for Tommy. It was a game for Tommy and Bez, and we've had a clean sheet, so it's nice when decisions work out.
How much was the build-up disrupted with Daryl Murphy's pending move to Newcastle?
Not really, no. Look, the rumblings were going yesterday, you know, on the jungle drums. And so we trained, you know, it was a case of will it, won't it, is it going to happen, not going to happen, a little bit, I think, with the players. Anyway, he asked for the transfer and we've agreed it. And I think it's one of those deals that if we didn't let him go, I don't know how much we'd get out of him for a few weeks. And, you know, and I get that. He's 33. It's a really good move for him, his career, his age. And you know what, it's good for us, we'll reinvest that, and maybe me and TC can reinvent somebody else and get somebody else scoring all those goals, and a younger version, and that's what we'll try and do. And we've got to evolve, we've got to keep going. But it's a great move for him, and certainly at the age he's at. And so I wish him well. And then I just told Brett this morning he was playing and told the lads, come on, let's get the elephant out of the room. Murphy's going to Newcastle, Brett's playing. Let's get on with it, because that's what we do.
Have you got players in mind? Do you drop a contingency at the start of the summer? What if somebody comes in for Didsey? What if somebody comes in for Murphy? So you're ready to hit the ground if that happens? Because I guess the clock's ticking on the window.
It is. And we've had, of course, we're always looking, always talking about players. More often than not, we're not going out buying them. But, you know, we may be able to get them, we may not. But what's really pleasing is the fact that Brett's coming today and been outstanding. You can't. That's what I'd like to talk about. You can't see the join there. He's just come in and he was absolutely different class, I thought. He's different to Murph. He has different qualities to Murph. But he's our player. And, you know, he's linked up well with all the others today. So, delighted for him.
The fee undisclosed as ever. Do you know if you'll be given that money to invest in bringing somebody in?
Yes. Yeah. That was, you know, that's always the deal, that we're going to reinvest it and try and bring players in.
He's been a fantastic servant, hasn't he, over the course of the last few years, your 4 years at this club?
He has, and we've been good for him. And I said that to him, you know. I've got no animosity towards him. I understand the why he wants to move and go to Newcastle. And I said to him, you know, if somebody asked me, I'd be sorely tempted. I know that's the way it is in football. You know, I moved from Barnsley to Man City. It was an upward step. I went from Man City to Celtic. Went to Lyon from Celtic, another one. And if you get the chance, and sometimes it's a real golden chance, and I think this is for him. So, like I said, good luck to him. He has been excellent. but we move on.
Can you see anything before the deadline?
Yes, yeah.
Is that Leon Best or Leon plus another one? You said the other day the likelihood was that he might be offered something.
I don't know. You know, Leon, I think he impressed when he came down here, and we enjoyed him. We're talking to him. We'll see.